Yerushalmi Shviyis, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Yud Dalad. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the top Mishnah. Zeisim shechnisu uviyis tasar, peitzea v'ayicha basade, hechnisu chatzilug koitesh v'sach basade, hechnisu shlish koitesh basade, v'koinus v'sich beisei. If a sar of Shviyis olives can be squeezed to produce a uviyis alog, which is about 86 mil of oil, they may be split open and eaten in the field. Once they can produce a half a log of oil, they may be crushed in the field and their oil used to anoint. Once they've reached a third, they may be crushed in the field and brought home. Similarly, in the other years of Shemitah, at this stage they're obligated in Masus. As for all other fruits of the trees, the time that they become obligated in Masus is when they are permitted to be eaten in Shviyis. And the Gemara says, the Gemara asked the question, the Mishnah taught that if a sar of Shviyis olives can be squeezed to produce a revius, then now once they've reached a third, they may be crushed in the field and brought home. What is a third? From the ascending order of the Mishnah, the term a third must be more than a half, meaning that it's referring to a full log. So why not say a log? Masnisa shein oisin shloisha lugin lesar. The answer is the Mishnah is referring to olives that produce 3 log per sar by the end of the season. When they've produced a third of that total, which is a log, he may crush and bring them home. Ksiv, the pasuk says, ki yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lochem magoyme, mahi kodesh after rasa kodesh. The pasuk says in Vayikra, bek chafei pasuk yud beis, for it's yovel, it shall be sanctified to you. Just as it's sanctified, so its produce is sanctified and may not be wasted. Rav Yosi ben Chanina, menashek lekipasa da'akoy ad ka hi awad Yisrael. Rav Yosi ben Chanina would kiss the stones of Akko and say, until here is the land of Israel, because Akko was the northern border. Rav Zeira avad yaldana b'manoi, Rav Zeira would wade through the Jordan River in his clothing in love of the land. Rav Chia ba'aba, mis'agil ba'adar alisus the Tiveria. Rav Chia ba'aba would roll around on the stones of Tiveria. Rav Chia rabba mis'kal kipi, Rav Chia the Great would wade the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chananya mitkal gushaya lekayim mashenema kivatzu adecha etavanea v'safar yochoinenu. Rabbi Chananya would weigh the clumps of earth of Eretz Yisrael in fulfillment of the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kufbeis pasuk Tesvav, for your servants have desired its stones and favored its dust. We come to the next Mishnah. Me'imasai ein kodesin esailan b'shviyis v'shamay oimim kola inan meshiyotze. From when may one no longer chop down a tree for wood in trees, as it would deprive the public of partaking of the fruit? V'shamay say from when it grows fruit. Beisilo say that carobs from when the fruit becomes like a chain, grapevines is from when they are yigo, which means contain liquid, olives is from when their nets grows, where the flower falls off and the fruit is visible, and for all other trees, from when they grow fruit. For all other trees in years other than trees, when it reaches the season of Masus, one may chop its branches for firewood. Since its fruits have already ripened, there's no loss when the branches are chopped. In other years, how much must be on the olive tree to forbid chopping it down because of the prohibition of chopping down fruit trees? And the answer is a quarter kav of olives. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it depends on the tree. If a tree produces fine fruit, even if it produces less than a quarter kav, it's forbidden to chop it down. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Charuvim Shuvshulam hi Chanosam. The Mishnah taught that when the carob fruit becomes like a chain, the tree may not be chopped down. V'chanina, Bar Papa taught that it's becoming like a chain if it's chanota, which is its budding. Gefanim mishigu amar biyona mishiyaschilu mayim k'madat amar ki yigra nitvei mayim yazuku mata leidoi. Grapevines is from when they yagu. Now biyona says that it's when it flows liquid when squeezed, as the pasuk says in Iyov in Perek Lamed Vav pasuk Chav Zayin, for he increases yigawa, means water droplets. Rain is poured into his cloud. Zeisim meshiyanitzu. Am Rabbi Yonah meshiyachnisu rova. Rabbi Yonah says that olives is from when their nets grows, meaning that it produces a rova. Ma rova nets or rova zeisim. What does he mean? A quarter cav of nitzanim or a quarter cav of olives? Am Rabbi Yonah leider nets shu oise rova zeisim. Rabbi Yonah answers that enough nitzanim to indicate that the tree will produce a cav of olives. Am Rabbi Yonah ksiv. Rabbi Yonah says that the pasuk says, in Dvarim, Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Mem, Ki Yishal Zisecha Chad Latalas Meya V'Aboin Kayim Bazeh. The pasuk says, you will have olive trees throughout all of your boundaries, but you will not anoint with their oil, because yishal means your olive trees will drop off their fruits. The yield of your olive trees will be very low. There will only be one olive for every 314 itzanim, because the word yishal has a numerical value of 340. Rabbi Yonah says, the pasuk says in Yoel, Perek Beis, pasuk Chof Beis, don't fear you beasts of the field, as the dwelling places of the desert have become covered with grass, for the trees have borne their fruit, and they didn't bear fruit in this world. Then it says, the fig tree and the vine have given forth their strength. This teaches that they didn't give their strength in this world. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, said that one who dies at the time of Goig and Magog instead of suffering together with Am Yisrael, he does not have a portion in the world to come. A sign for this is one who joins the meal that is celebrated a week before a wedding, he will also eat at the wedding meal. Rabbi Yosi heard this and he said, is that correct? There's the possibility to repent and receive a place in the world to come, even for those that don't suffer it. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Chiya Ba'ashi, said that in the next world, the Torah scholars will also toil in the shuls and Batei Medrash. What's the source for this? It's the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Pei Dalel, pasuk Ches, they shall go from strength to strength, he will appear to Hashem in Sion. Rabban de Kisun, Amri, Katne, Akum, Chai Loisab, The Rabban of Kisim said that the young idolaters and the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar will not return for the revival of the dead and will not be judged for their actions, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah in Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Lamed Tes, and they will sleep in eternal sleep and will not awaken. From what age does a Jewish child have a place in the world to come? Rav Chiya the Great and Rav Shimon, son of Rebbe, disagreed. One said from birth, and the other said from when it can speak. According to the one who said it's from birth, because as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, they will come and tell his righteousness to the newborn nation that which he has done. And according to the one who said it, it's when they can speak, it's because of the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Lamed Aleph, the pasuk beforehand, about the seed that serves him, it will be told to the last generation, means forever concerning Hashem. Tana b'shem Rabbi Meir, who yodei la'anois amen b'beis ha'knesses, ma'itayma pischu sha'arim b'yahu goy sadik, shemeh emunim. The Baisa quoting Rabbi Meir says that does he have a place in the world to come? It's from where a child knows how to answer Amen, as the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, in the Perek Chof Pasuk Beis, open the gates so the righteous nation awaiting the realization of Hashem's promise may enter. Instead of being read Shomer Emunim, which is awaiting the realization, it should be read as Shomer Amen, and what those who await answering Amen. Taman Ami Mishiyamulu, Nasasi Imcha Afuna, Rabbanan Dahacha Amen Mishiyaldu, Olatzion Yame Ish Ish Vish Yolad Ba, Ruyichonena Elyon. In Bava they said that it's from when the child is circumcised, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Peches, Pasuk Tezayin, Nasasi Aimecha Afuna, I have borne your fear. It's understood that Aimecha, pain of circumcision, Afuna, he will be taken out and revived from the dead. And it says in Tehillim in Perek Peizayin Pasuk Hei, and to see in it will be said, man after man was born in her, and he will establish it on high. Rav Elazar Oimer, Afilo Neflim Matam, V'yatsu Yisrael La'ashiv, L'nitsir Yisrael La'ashiv. Rav Elazar says, even from miscarried fetuses, as the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, in Perek Memtes Pasuk Vav, and to bring back with Nitsire, the besieged of Yisrael. Nitsire is understood as formed, but before birth. Hadnalach Perek Barishayna.